I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Al-Shabaab hits the headlines once more, suspected to be the culprits behind a violent attack last week in a coastal town of Kenya. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyr says 48 people died in that attack in a manner eerily similar to the Westgate Mall siege. The increasing violence is threatening Christian outreach efforts. Nettleton shares one way we can help.
We should pray for a sense of encouragement and even a sense of boldness among the believers in Kenya, that they will stand strong and that they will stand tall and make visible their stand for righteousness.
Next, even amidst the celebration of the World Cup, Boko Haram found a way to spoil that. Militants bombed an area where people were watching the event in Nigeria, killing more than 20. So how can this string of terror be silenced? Christian Resources International's Jason Wolford says God's word can stop it. He's hoping CRI can make a difference.
We're strategically placing distribution centers in such places like Nigeria. With all the troubles that are happening in Nigeria, I don't think it's by accident that a year and a half ago, God put on my heart to establish the first ever CRI distribution center in Nigeria.
Generous donations are needed to help ship the books. And elsewhere in Africa, the gospel is ruffling feathers. Missionaries serving with pioneers in a North African nation dominated by Islam used to have the freedom to talk about Christ. But now people are getting confrontational when they even mention the gospel. Local cultures also presenting challenges to outreach. Can you add this pioneer's missionary family to your prayer list? Ask God to give them boldness and pray that resistance to God's love will stop. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and voila, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.